Have you noticed that people our age are not very confident? To be honest, that is something that just drives me crazy. And even more so than seeing it at other people, it drives me crazy when I see it in myself. We've basically been, I don't know how to put it, you could say raised or programmed or brainwashed or whatever extreme you would like to take it to or not take it to, but we've been conditioned to believe that for some reason speaking in absolutes or saying I know something as opposed to I think or I believe or I feel is antithetical to allowing a conversation to flow. As in, if I say, I know that this is wrong, or I know that this is right, then I'm not an open-minded person, and I will be socially shunned and everything else and all the baggage that comes along with that. It's really interesting for me to see this in not only my friends, and I'm lucky enough to have quite a few friends that don't fall into this category as much as the majority of people. And these are those are probably the friends that I respect the most, because I know that when they're talking to me, they're not just telling me something that they want to hear. They're not just, you know, watering down their opinions for the sake of protecting my feelings or anything like that, but they're really speaking about the world as they see it. But it's one of the things that I really paid attention to a lot while I was still in school. Obviously, going to a university or college or even high school, you're there to learn, and you're there to have your notions of the world either be formed or your preconceived notions be challenged. But it's weird for me to see people come out of those institutions not with a firmer understanding of the way that things are, what's right, what's wrong, absolute truths, good, evil, anything else, but this idea that the only thing that a mature person is absolute on is the fact that there is no such thing as an absolute. The irony of that is actually kind of funny to me. It's just like saying, you're wrong if you tell somebody that there is such thing as an absolute right or wrong. Even though by my telling you that that's wrong, I'm giving you an absolute right or wrong. And I think a lot of people, it's kind of like doublespeak from 1984. I think a lot of people pick up on that and just aren't really cognizantly aware of the fact that they pick up on that. Or they're afraid to admit it. But sadly, I think a lot of people don't even realize that. And they are just content to go on living with this doublespeak going on in their head so that they can say one thing and believe entirely the opposite. It's kind of funny. I have a friend who, she was telling me a story about one of her friends. I know it's weird when it's that far removed, and my telling of it may be completely off, but the principle's still the same, even if it's not a real story. Her friend, his brother sells drugs to their little sister, and he was asking a mutual friend, again, once again removed, if he was cool with that. And this person that was asked the question said, well, you know, I personally wouldn't do it myself, but I can't judge you for who you are, and that's your decision to make. I don't agree with it, but and he kind of hums and haws and doesn't really stand up for anything. And oh, that attitude just pisses me off. If you see something that's wrong, condemn it. You know, it doesn't mean you have to condemn the person, but condemn the freaking action, especially because the whole reason this guy is asking you if you're okay with that is because he wants you to justify his decisions for him because he's having a guilty conscience about it. And so he's asking you to justify it, hoping that you're going to say exactly what this kid said. I wouldn't do it myself, but obviously I don't have all the facts and all the information, and you might have been abused as a child, or you might have been this or that, or blah, 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 blah. So you do what you want, and it's just crap. It really is. It's ridiculous. There is such thing as an absolute right and a wrong. And even in the areas where there are definite grays, because it's not a black and white world, there is an area where there's a gray world. Stand up for where you think the gray areas are. Be definitive about it. Be convicted by it. And if that idea gets challenged by somebody who's able to convince you otherwise, be willing to change your opinion on it. Absolutely, that's what growth is. But there's nothing mature or adult-like about not having any sort of convictions whatsoever. The wishy-washiness that I continue to see in my peers, whether it's at work or at school or anywhere else, it's sad and it's frustrating. And you know what? It's wrong.